Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I was on a bit of a break last week, but we are back. And I'm so excited that my good friend Jean Slater is here with us today. And Jean's been with us many times, always so much fun, always learning something new. There's always something that comes through on the call that I haven't heard before, or, you know, I heard it in a different way. And today's call is going to be completely different than anything we've talked about. So today, Jean is talking about raise your TQ, transcendental intelligence. So Jean's going to talk to us about what that is and how to tap into the vast potential of the human intuitive mind through accessing your higher guidance. And we're going to talk about how easy it is to access your intuition and higher guidance, regardless of where you are in your training, and how the connection to your higher guidance will bring you peace, purpose, and passion. But it is a heck of a lot of fun. It absolutely is when you're connected and getting that information, absolutely. And how to tell the difference between messages from higher guidance versus wishful thinking, the monkey mind, and your own random thoughts, and how to develop trust in your higher guidance as you travel your path of self-exploration and discovery. So I'm so excited because, like I said, this is a whole new topic because, you know, transcendental intelligence, we might have touched on it briefly in the past, but we're going to go deeper into that and how we can raise it. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I'll tell you a little bit about Jean. Jean is an accomplished author and inspirational speaker who is helping thousands to receive clarity, direction, and purpose through their direct access to higher guidance. And in 2005, Jean published her landmark book, Hiring the Heavens, which introduced a unique perspective on connecting with the power of the heavens to fulfill your daily and life goals. Hiring the Heavens is inspiring people all over the world to create their world in tandem with the workforce of the celestial realm. And since its release back in 2005, Hiring the Heavens has been consistently ranked in the top 3% of book sales on Amazon. And Jean is the founder of the Higher Guidance Life Coach Certification Program and the Creative Mystic Program, which teaches holistic healing modalities and spiritual philosophies intended for self-growth and assisting others on their path to wholeness. And Jean believes there is no barrier or separation between you and your divine nature. And through her program, she provides easy-to-use and practical tools to reveal the wisdom of the soul and transform your being into the real truth of who you are. So there's a lot more that you can read about Jean on the live page. But like I said, Jean's been with us many times, always so much fun, always learning something new. And she has a really wonderful and strong connection to her guides and angels. It's like spot on. So amazing. So I'm so excited that she's here with us today. And so I invite you all to open up your hearts, open up your minds, be open to receiving the energies that are flowing throughout this call from my guides, as well as Jean's, and just be open to receiving the information and wisdom and teachings that Jean is bringing through today. So please help me by welcoming Jean to the show. Jean, welcome.
Thank you, Alara. It is so good to be here. What a pleasure.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back with us. And I forgot to mention again, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. We will be taking some live caller questions. We already have some hands raised, and we already have some questions in the Q&A, so yay. So, Jean, yeah, I'm so excited about today's topic. You know, what I have to ask you right off the top, what is transcendental? What? I have to read it again. Transcendental intelligence, TQ.
Okay. Great question. And I will tell you the origins of that here in a minute. But your transcendental intelligence is that part of your intelligence that is beyond your intellect. And we somehow all know we've got it, and we have all these different terms to describe it. We call it a sixth sense, a gut feeling, a knowing, connecting to that inner wisdom, the small voice within. I mean, you name it. I sat down one time and listed all of the different words and phrases that we have that describe that something, that mm-hmm. something beyond our intellect. And I couldn't believe how many phrases and words there were. It was amazing. I mean, when you really sit down and you look at it, it's kind of mind-blowing. So we have this awareness that there's something there, but there's no all-encompassing word to describe it. So one day, I'm sitting down with my angel team, which those who have heard me talk before know all about what I do with hiring the heavens and how I communicate with them. But I'm sitting down with them, and I said, what do we do with this? Because we've got all these different ways of describing it, but there's nothing that is consistent. And furthermore, there's a lot of terms here that have a religious connotation, like talking to your angels or talking to God, and that seems to be a little bit heavily charged for some people, and they immediately reject that. So they'll say things like the universe is talking to you, or the I don't
creator,
know,
creator.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Creator.
Creator, just some other word that is more generic. So I said, but on the other hand, when I'm talking, it's hard to find a term that everyone feels comfortable with, and that there won't be anybody there that says, wait a minute, I have objections to that. So I asked my angel team, I said, what can I call this that would encompass exactly what I'm talking about, but be completely neutral? And they said to me, it's your transcendental intelligence. It's your TQ. And I go, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
It is. It's just brilliant. And so I did some searches on that to find out if that term was already out there, and it wasn't. So I grabbed it and trademarked it. And I think it's absolutely brilliant. You know that we have our IQ, our intellectual intelligence, and then there was a book some years ago about your emotional intelligence, your EQ. Well, now I want to tell you, you have your TQ, your transcendental intelligence, and in this talk, we're gonna explain why it's so important that you put effort into raising your TQ. Because it really is your greatest untapped resource that you have available to you. And so does that answer your question? What is it?
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. And I'm glad that there is something new, because you're right. There are so many different names. We don't always know what to call it. But we do need to raise it or connect to it or expand on it, because we're not all doing that, and tapping into that TQ in a way that is useful for us, right? So that we can use it in our day-to-day lives.
Right. And it really, most of our training is not meant to tap into that. Most of our training is all about increase in our intellect. And not that that's not important. We need to do that. But in the process, what we've done is somehow put transcendental intelligence in the category of woo-woo.
Right.
It's woo-woo. It's not scientific. You're one of them. And yet, if you look throughout history, you will see that some of the greatest inventors all talk about this transcendental intelligence. They didn't use that phrase, but they all talk about how they either channeled or heard or went on a walk and downloaded or saw it in a dream or were given the message or a being appeared. All these different ways which they received brilliance from something beyond their intellect.
Right.
And that is coming from some of our greatest inventors and inspirational luminaries throughout history.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree. But we all can tap into that.
Right. And here's the thing, and you're going to hear me using the word, and I want you to feel free to use the word connect to your higher guidance.
Yes.
You're going to hear me use that phrase. But I want to, give you the disclaimer right now. It's really impossible to connect to higher guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I mean by that is, it's who you are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, and we've been told that over and over. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. So if you're spiritual, how can you connect to something you already are?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you are that, period. Yeah. It's not about connecting. It's about coming to, it's recognizing the truth that you are never not connected. You are already it.
Mm-hmm.
You are already it. You are already spiritual. You can't help it. You are it. So when we talk about this, it's going to be kind of a little backwards because we're going to come from our place of humanness and our human experience and pretend that we're somehow connecting to our spiritual being. That is backwards, and I just want to make that clear right from the beginning. However, it helps us to do it that way just so that we can kind of get a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there comes a point when you realize you can never not be connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and that's, you know, one of those words that I use all the time too, but I also make the same disclaimer. We're always connected, but it's what we're focused on in that moment, right? And so, like right now, for example, I know I'm connected, but right now I'm focusing on just being the host. I'm not focusing on channeling information, receiving healing energies or anything like that. I'm just focused on being the host, but I'm always connected.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, years ago, I never considered myself intuitive. In fact, I used to work at the corporation, for a large oil company. And I remember there was somebody there that rumors were that she did tarot readings.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't actually know because I made sure to avoid that person. Because in my mind, she was woo-woo and weird, and I had no idea what she was dabbling into, and it scared me, and I wanted nothing to do with it. And so I just steered clear of that. Mm-hmm. Now, if I met her, oh, my God, we'd have so much to talk about.
I know. I can totally relate. I was the same way, and especially with tarot, it used to scare the bejesus out of me, and I always thought people that did tarot were a little bit on the dark side, you know, and a little bit more weird. You know, but I still don't like tarot that much. I don't want to do it, but other people do it, and it's great. You know, and I receive information from them, and it's great, and it's accurate and wonderful. But when I was first delving into this stuff too, tarot was scary for me. So I stick to the angels. You know, that was my thing. The angels and the ascended masters. It's like, okay, they're nice, they're good. I can stick my toe in there. You know, but. But when you're talking about, you know, it being intuitive, you know, we all are intuitive. And again, it's the same thing again. We all are intuitive, but are we tapping into our intuitiveness? Are we using the tools and resources that are at our disposal to tap into that intuitiveness and get that information and downloads and messages that we require?
Well, absolutely. We are all intuitive. And each of us is... has a certain affinity for the way we receive information. And so I'm all about bringing in many, many, many different tools and providing them for my clients so that they can try them out and see which one they take to. Mm-hmm. I'm an expert dowser, and I've been dowsing for 27 years.
Wow.
It is my go-to method. I have pendulums in every single room in the house. Mm-hmm. I have pendulums in all of my purses. I have pendulums coming out my ears because mm-hmm. if I have a question, I want an immediate answer. And I want to just be able to walk a few steps and grab a pendulum. It's how I did my practice as a naturopath. It is really my go-to method, and I have been dowsing every single day of my life for the last 27 years. So I'm so comfortable with it and absolutely love it.
But, well, you know, I'm not, right? We talked about this before on the call, right? And before we went live, and I said, I cannot do dowsing. And when I first started learning about intuition and becoming more intuitive and doing different practices, you know, I was introduced to dowsing. I have a pendulum, and I still do, but I would never get answers, clear answers. I always got what I wanted, and it's like, okay, this has not worked for me. So that's, you know, that was one thing that didn't work for me. But, you know, angel cards and, you know, cards like that, they did work for me. So I focused on that because that worked for me. I got the answers that wasn't just my mind. And now it's like I just ask Creator. I just ask my guides, you know. So I do angel card readings when I have a session, but for myself on my own, or in a healing session, I just ask. And I receive the, you know, the images or the knowing or the feelings that way. But if I had to just do dowsing, oh my goodness, I would have been angry because like it wasn't working for me. So I know you're expert at it, but I'm not so much.
You know, I hear you, and I've been teaching dowsing classes for years and years, and I have seen how some people just immediately take to it like a duck to water, and other people struggle with it. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you a story of a client, or not client, but one of my students. When I was teaching dowsing, and I was teaching a program to clear the subconscious, she said to me that she felt she was intuitive. She felt that she could use the pendulum, but she was afraid of it. She felt like there must be something evil with it. So even though she knew she was intuitive, she really wanted to be able to use the pendulum. She felt that it was somehow there was some kind of evil attached to it, and just couldn't do it. Yet, like you, there were other methods that she could do with intuition, and they worked for her.
Yeah.
And so with the group there, as I was teaching this class on clearing a subconscious block, I said, let's just see if there is a block there. And we checked and found out that she had, some type of past life block. Mm-hmm. So as we were clearing it, I'll never forget it because she was sitting right in the front row. Her hands went to her neck, and she began squeezing it, and her face was turning beet red, and she squeaked out the words, I think I was hung. Mm-hmm. And we quickly did the clearing to get her out of that distress. And as soon as the clearing was over with, I saw finally the normal color come back to her face, her hands relaxed, and afterwards she was 100% clear to douse and with a pendulum. And I saw her about 3 months after that, and she said, remember me, and told me the story. And I go, yeah, what happened? She goes, I'm an expert dowser now.
Nice.
So it's possible that there can be some kind of subconscious block from a past life where you were hung, or it was considered witchcraft or something like that. And because of it, you know, you were persecuted. And so, of course, in this lifetime, you'll look sideways at that pendulum.
That's true. I mean, I still have it. It's part of my toolbox, but I don't use it.
Well,
you know, I use other tools, right? I use other things that work for me.
Exactly, exactly. And I'll tell you my story of how I first got into Tarot, because although I had no preconceived bad feelings about the pendulum, I just looked at the pendulum dowsing as something that humans have been doing for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
They say that pendulums have been found in Egyptian tombs. And we know that we've been using water divining for finding out where to dig a well, and we've been doing that forever. In fact, even to this day, when you call a driller to come and find a place to put the well, they'll have a dowser on board, most likely, and they will trust that dowser above their own geological equipment, they will trust the dowser. So this is something that we have been doing for such a long time that I never looked at it as woo-woo. People certainly can look at it as woo-woo, but for some reason that didn't occur to me. And perhaps that's why I took to it so quickly. But tarot cards, I was like you. I thought, oh, my gosh, we're not doing that stuff. I mean, pictures of... like you see on the movies, as you walk into these through these curtains of beads, and there's a woman sitting there, yeah, like a gypsy with long, long fingernails and a crystal ball on the table.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the picture I have of tarot cards, and of course, da 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 da, you get the death card.
Of the tower, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you, that's when in the movies you go running, screaming, and. So that was my picture of tarot. Well, it all changed one day when I had invited a group of friends up to my Tahoe timeshare. And one of my friends brought with her a great big bag of what she called her goodies. And I says, well, what are those? And she said, well, I'll show you. And she began to empty out from her big, huge duffel bag all sorts of oracles. There were angel cards. There were tarot cards. There was runes and the I Ching and, you know, all of her goodies. And I'm looking at these. I really had never paid attention to anything like this before. So it was brand new to me. And I said, okay, I got to know what all this stuff is. And she says, well, it's really simple. You just use these sources as a source of words. It's like if your higher guidance, that intuition, your small voice within, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm, if it wants to communicate to you, most people are not trained to hear that voice.
Right.
Certainly there are those that are clairaudient. You know, this is a good place for me to just tell you what are the four ways that people receive information. Some people are clairaudient where they actually do hear the words. Mm-hmm. I'm very much like that now. Mm-hmm. Didn't used to be, or maybe I wasn't even aware of it. That's probably more likely, that I just wasn't aware that's what was going on. Now I definitely know when I'm being spoken to.
Right.
So there's clairaudient, there's clairsentient. Oftentimes when people receive intuitive information and they know it's spot on, they get goosebumps, or there's a chill that goes through them. Or I think you told me you have a flush of energy. Is that right?
Yes. So I'm clairsentient and claircognizant. So you'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I'm all those and clairvoyant. So the clairaudience, but I used to be. I remember hearing, getting messages really loudly and clearly from my guides when I was younger. But it kind of stopped. So we'll have to work on that.
Or it's just not necessary because your other ways of receiving are dialed, you know, way up. So it just may not be necessary. And yeah, you mentioned claircognizant. I'm also claircognizant. So it's a combination of hearing, but also just knowing. Mm-hmm. And that's that. If somebody were to ask you, well, how'd you know that? And you go, I don't know. I just did. Mm-hmm. That's that claircognizant. And then there's clairvoyant. And that's where you actually see energy, mm-hmm, see angels, see the answer, or energy swirling, some kind of visual, whether it's inner vision or outer vision, some kind of visual explanation or words or something like that, intuitive information. So those are the four types of receiving information. And as my friend was explaining, she said that we are all intuitive, but may not have strengthened that muscle and feel uncertain about, mm-hmm, the information we're receiving. We wonder, is that just wishful thinking? Is that just my own mind talking? Is that the monkey mind? Like, where did that come from? How do I know I can trust that source? All those different answers come up. So what she said to me is that these oracles are an excellent way to start, mm-hmm. to open that intuitive door. And where the way that she does it, and I went on to just like take the information she gave me and expand it like tenfold. She came with a duffel bag of maybe 7 or 8 different oracles. Alara, I'm probably up to 60 to 80 different oracles. I'm just
wow.
a huge collector.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, I have 20, but not a 60 to 80. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I know. And like, why would you need that many? Well, you don't need that many, but here's why I collect them and why I love them so much. Because what we're doing is we're inviting our higher guidance to come and talk to us. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if higher guidance could actually do that with words?
Right.
Words that are clear and right there in front of us. Well, the advantage of using an oracle is that you get words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every oracle says it a little bit differently. So if you have a bunch of oracles, the advantage is your higher guidance has many different to choose from to give you the exact words you need. And when I talk about exact, I am not kidding. I have had experiences where it is so astoundingly accurate and verbatim with what I had received in other ways that it just... It still, to this day, all these years later, it still boggles the mind. I remember working with a client not too long ago, and she was asking me how, like I was connecting with her higher guidance, and because I'm clairaudient and claircognizant, I was relaying the messages to her from her higher guidance about what she needed to do to resolve a particular issue. And it was a very distinct way to meditate, very unusual, one that I had not heard before. Mm-hmm. But I relayed the message to her and said, here are the steps you want to do. And there were like 4 different steps. And again, it was an unusual way to meditate, one that I have never heard before. So she said, okay, I get it. I think I just need a little more clarification, though. Can you just tell me more about this? So I was led by her higher guidance to my cabinet of all my oracles, and I very quickly doused with my pendulum. Because I use a combination of my pendulum and the oracles, mm-hmm. I can get to things very quickly. So I'll just douse which shelf. Okay, once I got the shelf, then I'll find out which column it's in and then which one. Mm-hmm. And I get it down to where once I pull the card, I actually douse what I'm supposed to read. So I don't even bother reading. There might be 2 or 3 pages that are related to that card. But when I douse, it may be only just 1 paragraph or 1 sentence that I need to read. So I get right to the point by using a combination of my pendulum and the oracles. Well, in this case, the deck that I was referred to by her higher guidance, I pulled a card, doused what paragraph I was supposed to read, and honestly, Alara, I about fell off the floor. Again, I've seen this happen over and over, but I still could hardly believe it because the message was, we are going to describe to you a peculiar way of doing a meditation. Here's what you do, and then listed 4 steps of doing it. And it was like verbatim what I had heard from her higher guidance. Now, if I hadn't had that oracle, I wouldn't have been able to get to that kind of confirmation. But her and I both were just floored. And so the advantage of using oracles as the starting point for opening that door to intuition is that drum roll, please. Even if you don't think you're intuitive, and even if you think this is a gift that other people have, and you absolutely don't, I guarantee you are able to pick a card.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. And so, you know, just to clarify for people who may not be familiar with the Oracle, what you're talking about, Jean, is just different types of cards, like Doreen Virtue's angel cards or Ascended Master cards, or there's cards for fairies. In general, that's what Oracle means. And then dowsing, just briefly, quickly, because somebody had posted a question about what is dowsing. It's where you use a pendulum to get an answer of yes, no, or need more information. Right, Jean?
Absolutely. Dowsing is, people generally think of dowsing, first of all, you're right. I never knew what dowsing was, never heard the word. But dowsing is what we think of as water witching. That's the typical thing people think of when they think of dowsing. However, dowsing is the use of any kind of external instrument, like dowsing rods or a willow stick or a pendulum, to confirm intuitive answers that you yourself are receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole art to that. And when we talk about the package I have, in my package, it trains you not only on oracle readings, but on also dowsing. So my two favorite methods, it has a complete training guide in this package.
And so, you know, Jean, we're talking about oracle cards, we're talking about dowsing. What about muscle testing?
Yeah, and muscle testing, believe it or not, is just another way of dowsing.
Yeah, yeah. And I can do muscle testing more easily than standing muscle testing more easily than I can do with the pendulum. It's like, I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to have to clear whatever is in the way of that, because sometimes using a pendulum would be quicker, absolutely.
Right, right. People are familiar with applied kinesiology or muscle testing. You can do it for yourself. Many people are familiar with doing the ring with your thumb and forefinger and like kind of pulling the two rings apart as a no, and if it's strong, that's a yes. I do teach that again in the package that I have. I teach different methods of receiving intuitive information like standing and dowsing, where you move back and forth depending on if it's a yes or a no, gravitating towards or pushing away from. Yeah, there's a lot of different methods. I myself use a type of finger dowsing, and that's fantastic if I'm out on a walk and I don't have a pendulum with me.
Mm-hmm.
You'll often see me walking, and with my fingers, you'd never know what I was doing unless I clued you in. But
yeah.
I'll often be dowsing if I'm exploring something with my mind about, okay, is it this, is it that, I'll be confirming the answers with my fingers doing a type of dowsing. So, yeah, there's many different ways of doing body dowsing. And with applied kinesiology, many people listening might have gone to a practitioner where they have you hold your arm out, and they have you say your name, and they can't push your arm down, and then they say, okay, say your name is George, and then your arm goes weak. Are you familiar with that, Alara?
Yes, and I've done that as well for with others, and people have done it with me. So, yeah, that definitely is. It's always so surprising when it works as well.
Exactly. My experience with that is that I personally, and I've experimented with it years and took a lot of training in it, whereas I do believe there are extremely accurate muscle testers and practitioners that you can find that are extremely accurate, my experience is that I can fool it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were talking with the pendulum, that you can fool it and you just get the answer you want. My experience with muscle testing is that way.
Okay.
And so that is, after all the years of doing it, that is not my go-to method anymore, and I much prefer pendulum dowsing.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason I prefer pendulum dowsing is that you don't have to have a person standing in front of you. You can douse for somebody that is across the world.
Yeah. That's right.
And so there's an advantage there. I remember when I was first learning to douse, and someone had said, oh, you know, if you're dowsing, you don't have to be right next to a person, and you don't have to have a substance right in front of you. You could do it for anybody across the world. So I called my brother up. I'm in California, and he's in Florida. And I said, let's do an experiment. And he was all game to do it. So I said, get four different fruits. He had an apple, an orange, a banana, and a lemon. And I said, put them in front of you and pick one up. And I, on the phone over here in California, am going to douse which one you're holding.
Mm-hmm.
So he picked one up. He said, okay, I got one. And I doused. I said, is it the apple? No. Is it the orange? No. Is it the banana? Yes. I said, you're holding the banana. He said, right. So he put that down. He picked up another one. I said, okay. He says, okay, go ahead, check. And Alara, I was 6 for 6, right down the line, dowsing every one of them accurately. And here's what happened.
That's a great game. I'm going to try it.
Well, here's what happened, though. And this is just like a little tip here.
Mm-hmm.
I all of a sudden, so in my mind, I had been told, no problem, you can douse for somebody that's across the world, not a problem. I'm getting 6 for 6, and at that point, I was so wowed out, I said, oh my God, I can't believe this. So guess who was listening?
Yeah, universe, yeah, the higher guidance. Yeah.
My mind said, oh, she can't believe
this. She can't believe this, and she can't do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't get any of them right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then I had to go in and clear that thought.
Yeah.
So that I could get back to being accurate.
Oh, good example. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. So getting back to Tarot, let me just take the edge off that, because Tarot is another oracle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the definition of an oracle is someone that you would go to receive wisdom.
Right.
Okay, so in ancient times, they would go to the oracle and say, what should I do here? And so what these different card decks are, the angel cards, there's all sorts of different quote-unquote oracles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a place that you would go to receive wisdom. The Tarot is one more such oracle. And it is probably one of the most extraordinary sources of wisdom that I have ever found. Here's why I love it.
You went from being scared of it to loving it.
Oh, my gosh. I love the Tarot. And I have to tell you, I have never been trained in traditional Tarot readings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like I really don't have much of an interest in that. I love it for the words.
Mm-hmm.
And the words that it has in the Tarot are words that you are not going to find in that complete of a source any other place. So there are many, many, many books out there that describe all the dysfunctions that we as humans have, right? There are psychological books that describe all kinds of mental disorders. There's psychological books that describe, you know, what happens, what goes wrong in a relationship, what happens when, you know, for parenting. The list goes on and on of all of our dysfunctions. But where is there a source that describes the journey that we as spiritual beings are taking on to have in a human experience.
Right, yes.
Where? Mm-hmm. You know, that there is no other source that I know of that describes our journey. That's what Tarot is about. And that's why it's such a rich source of intuitive information, mm-hmm. because it can kind of show you where you are in your journey and what you're dealing with right now and where it is that you're going. It's extraordinary. And so when I pull from the Tarot, what I'm looking for is those rich, expansive words that are going to clue me in on my mm-hmm. journey as a spiritual being having a human experience.
True. Yeah, good point. I love that. Yeah, it does tell you about where you are in the journey, that's for sure.
Exactly. And so if you just think of it as a source of words, mm-hmm. think of it as the encyclopedia for the human experience. Mm-hmm. If you just think of it in that term, you can release all that negative, oh my God, that's dealing with dark stuff, I can't go there. You can release all that. Yeah. And the truth of it is that Tarot was put in that category primarily by the Catholic Church, who did not want you to know about your journey here, that did not want you going direct to have your own intuitive information, but instead wanted to disempower you and take that away from you and tell you that you must go through the Catholic Church in order to speak to God or in order to receive your salvation. They wanted to disempower you.
Yeah, makes sense.
And so they put it in that category of being evil. And, boy, did they ever do a good job.
They did. They did a good job, absolutely. So, Jean, I wanted to ask you a really important question. And this is about trusting. Let's say, you know, we're getting the intuitive information, you know, we're getting the guidance. How do you trust that guidance and that it's coming from, you know, a higher place and not just your own mind and not just what you want to hear, but how do you trust that and how do you trust yourself?
Yeah, it is an important question. All right, so trust is earned, right? I mean, when you first meet somebody, you might get this feeling like you can trust them, but how do you know?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? So trust is earned. It's something that is developed over time. So make no mistake about it here. When you raise your TQ, your transcendental intelligence, and learn to recognize your intuitive voice and recognize in whatever way you do it to receive intuitive messages, this is a relationship that you are developing.
Yeah.
And as I said, when we're young, oftentimes we hear that as children, we have that relationship already intact. But it is drilled out of us with our school environment and even often through our parents or our peers. And we're looked upon as a little bit strange and weird if we have connection to that, a clear connection to that intuitive voice. And so we begin to put it aside, and that relationship begins to wither. So what you're going to do is you're going to do some simple things to begin to open up that door again and to develop that relationship. It isn't something that you're going to feel like you can trust right away.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
People that you know, tell you, oh, yeah, you can totally trust. Of course you can, but my experience is it's not that it happens right away. It is something that is earned, and you see the evidence that, yes, I can trust this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of thing that I remember my son, when he was getting ready to go into high school. So I'm trying to think, how old would he have been? Like 13, somewhere in there. Getting ready to go into high school. Mm-hmm. And he had some questions about what he was going to experience because there was a concern he had. And so I said, well, this would be a great opportunity for me to introduce you to an oracle, and I'll show you how it works. So he said, okay, so how do we do this? And we were sitting on the living room floor, and I had him shuffle the deck, and I said to him, okay, just concentrate on your question. Ask the question. That's the only thing you need to do with the conscious mind, is ask the question. And then after that, don't put any more attention on what you do. And the reason that you don't want to do that is because you kind of, at that point, just want to tell the conscious mind, your job is to ask the question. The rest doesn't, you have no further input. Mm-hmm. Because some people, what they do is they want to feel something on the cards. You know, they'll spray the cards out, and then they'll go, okay, is it this one? Is it that? I don't feel anything. I'm just not sure. I'm telling you, when you're just starting out, let all of that go. Don't think that you're going to feel anything at all. Just pick a darn card. Let your higher guidance do it, right? So that's what I told him to do, is just lay the cards out, pick one, fast as you can. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
So he picks the card, and it answered his question beautifully. Mm-hmm. So he was pretty wowed out. Then the skepticism came in. He said, yeah, but Mom, if I put this back in the deck and I ask the question again, I'd just get another card. This isn't really, you know, the right card here. So I said to him, yeah, it's quite possible you'll get a different card. And if that's the case, you're just getting more information about the question. So just go ahead and do that. Put it back in the deck and shuffle again. He did. He laid the cards out. I said, don't think, just pick a card. He picked the same card, threw it down on the floor, and he pushed himself back. He goes, oh, my God, Mom, that's freaky.
Yeah.
But, and that will happen, and it'll freak you out.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how trust begins to be developed.
Yeah.
Because it will happen so many times that you will have no doubt in your mind that you are truly being talked to by your higher guidance and not, there's just, what are the chances of that? I remember another time that three cards were pulled three times in a row regarding the same question. I ran the probability of that, and, you know, we're up into the billions, you know, it's okay, all right, let's just take chance and randomness out of the equation here. You really are being talked to. And you might say, well, how can your higher guidance pick a card? Come on. Well, wait a minute. You're forgetting who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are a spiritual being having a human experience. As a spiritual being, do you know every single one of those cards? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Do you know exactly which one in all of the 60-some decks that I have has the exact words that I need? Of course. I mean, you know, the limitations that we have in a physical body, our physical selves, don't apply on the spiritual level.
Sure.
They just don't apply. So what we can't believe is that, well, how can this happen? Well, we're trying to reason this through our human experience, but those same restrictions don't apply in the spiritual world. So kind of just let go of that, allow higher guidance to talk to you, and over time as you develop this relationship, you will begin to trust that voice because you will see the evidence of it. And, you know, another way that you can do this is in the package that we're going to be talking about here in a minute, I have a whole section on what I call higher guidance journaling. And this is a type of journaling. It's not where you sit down and write out, oh, this is what happened today and that kind of thing, and here are my thoughts. It isn't like that. This type of journaling is something that I started years ago and absolutely love. I still do it almost every day because it's a type of questioning. It's coming up with the question, which is the purpose of your logical mind, your intellect, to come up with the question, and then letting higher guidance answer. And I have learned so much through this process that it's the reason why I have an entire school now. Based
exactly.
upon the information I received from my higher guidance doing higher guidance journaling. You can get answers to everything that's going on in your life by this process of higher guidance journaling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe it'd be a good time for me to tell you, since I've mentioned this package, maybe I should tell everybody about it.
Yes, let's talk about the package. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/GeneSlater13. So awakentohappinessnow.com/GeneSlater13. But yes, please, let's talk about the special offer.
Yes, and Slater, just so everybody knows, it has two T's in it. It's S-L-A-T-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of throws
okay.
lost. So this is a module out of one of my self-study video courses, and it's called the TQ Advantage. When you raise your transcendental intelligence, you really do get an advantage because it's truly your greatest untapped resource is your intuitive mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you try to figure stuff out here with your intellect, it's like what Einstein said, trying to solve the problem with the same, what's that saying, trying to solve the problem with the same set of thoughts that created it in the first place?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, something along that line. Well, I always say you got to get out of your mind.
Yeah, exactly, you do, absolutely.
Get out of your mind, out of your head, to get outside your thinking and get the TQ advantage. This is where you can access unbelievable wisdom, unbelievable information about who you are, what you came here to do, what's, you know, everything from some of the biggest questions that you might have, like what is my purpose and what's the purpose of life? That's the kinds of questions I always asked, you know, the big ones. But you can get answers to even like what color should I paint my house that I'll just love? You know how it is when you get those little paint chips? You can't tell what it's going to look like when it's your whole house is covered with that color. So by tapping into your intuitive mind, you can get access to wisdom and knowledge that your own intellect has no connection to, or that your intellect doesn't even know. So get outside your head, get out of your mind, and get the TQ advantage. And that's what this video course, it's a self-study video course, is all about. It's me, I don't know how many hours there are, but several hours of me working with two other people. So it's very interactive, and you get to see not only how it works for me, but how it gets to work for other two people there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very entertaining and fun, and I teach you very simple methods of connecting with your intuition and beginning to open that door. Everything from the body dowsing that you were talking about to other simple ways, and there's going to be something there that you say, I can do that. That feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also go on to teach more what I would consider more interesting ways of receiving information that can go beyond the yes and the no. And this is mm-hmm. really important, is to have a way of going beyond yes and no. Because truly, very few things in life can be reduced to a yes and no. There's very few things that are that black and white. Usually, when you're asking for information, like, what should I do here? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yes and no doesn't even apply. What you want is counsel. You want your higher guidance coming and talking to you with words and helping you to expand and say, well, if you go this route, this is what could happen. But if you go this route, this is what could happen. And let me give you some advice about this. That's what we're really wanting. So it's important to be able to go beyond yes and no. So I spend a great deal of time in this program teaching you how to ask questions. Because truly, the quality of your answer is dependent on the quality of your questions.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree.
Yep. So I spend time on that. I'll teach you how to do oracles. I'll teach you how to trust that voice and develop that relationship. I'll teach you how to douse, everything from beginning dowsing to moving on into various charts that are absolutely essential, like the percentage chart and the balance chart and the my life chart. I'll teach you this type of journaling that I was talking about, how to journal with the help of your higher guidance so that you can get the answers you need to the questions that you have. When you learn to develop this relationship and trust it, you'll never want to be without it. Honestly, Alara, higher guidance has led me to an entirely new career. It's led me to, well, when I wrote Hiring the Heavens, it was my own higher guidance that told me that I needed to do that. Higher guidance helped me with every aspect of that book. Then higher guidance told me after writing the book, I needed to develop a whole program, and I did that, and who to bring it. I mean, every single question I have, I double check or I check in with higher guidance and let higher guidance be the lead. Mm-hmm. A question might come up right now. You might say, well, you're just giving over your power to something beyond yourself. Not so. Your higher guidance is you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you are a spiritual being. Yeah. I'm just tapping into the part of me that actually knows what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not tap into the part that knows what's going on? Seriously. Instead, you know, it's like, okay, I got a part of me that knows exactly what's going on, but I'm going to close that door and I'm just going to figure it out myself. I'm going to bang my head against the wall. I'm going to be so frustrated, but that's okay. I'm going to figure it out myself.
Yep. And there on that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
So, this package, again, it's a video course. It's normally $420, and you get it for 65% off at just $147.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, tapping into your own guidance, into your own knowing is so essential right now. It's great that we have people like me and Jean who can help you to give you information, wisdom, but when you can tap in yourself and get the information that you want at a, you know, at a moment's notice instead of waiting for an appointment or whatever, it's great. It's invaluable. So definitely please do take a look at that. That's available, again, at awakentohappinessnow.com/JeanSlater13. So now, Jean, we have all these people with their hands raised and questions on the Q&A. Do we have time to take a few questions?
Yes, let's do.
Okay, so let me go to the phone line first, and then we'll go to the Q&A. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 6631. 6631. Hello.
Hi, this is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
How are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Welcome back. Do you have a question for Jean?
I do, Jean. I truly do believe in my intuition, and I love listening to the whispers, and it has moved me forward beautifully. But I'm wondering about, you said it today, the quality of my questions. Mm-hmm. I love my life, but now I'm ready to, I actually believe I am worthy of more. And I don't know the feeling of having plenty. And how do I question that? How do I ask for it? Can you help me with that?
Mm. Let me just, may I? I'm getting the message to answer you specifically. I mean, I'd like to answer this generically for everybody, but I'm getting that I need to answer this for you specifically. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you the question, a specific question that you need to be asking yourself. And let me find that. Just a moment. I've got to go to my dowsing chart. And this is some of the things that you'll learn. I mean, I have a number of different sources. Again, I'm just looking for words. But there is a very specific question you need to ask yourself. And my guidance is telling me that I can get it on my dowsing. I have a book of dowsing charts, so let me just see where that is. And where we're going to go to is the chart on personal motivation. So let me just see what that's about. So what I'm getting is something about depression and being motivated by depression. Does that mean anything to you?
No. Motivated by depression. No, I get very excited when I try something new, and then when I accomplish it, it's like, okay, been there, done that, and then I try something else new. I don't stay with anything.
Okay. And the reason I asked, does this mean anything to you? Because I knew you were going to say, no, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And now what I want to give to you is a different definition of depression than what most people think of.
Okay.
My definition of depression is when you are not able to, don't know how to, or will not shine your light. So shining your light has to do with knowing who you are and what, how you create, how you contribute. And so it's doing something, it's like living in the world in such a way that you are shining your light and in service and fully recognizing yourself as a divine being and giving and knowing that and giving that to the world. So here is the question that you want to be asking yourself. Ta-da, here we get to the specific question that you want to ask yourself. You said that you're wanting to move into more abundance. Is that correct?
Yes, in everything, right, because I've always lived enough. I've always had a very nice life, but I'm finding I'm good at things and taking it to the next level and accepting success seems to be a difficult thing for me.
Mm-hmm. So the question you're going to be asking yourself specifically is, how can I bring more of myself? More of myself? How can I know more of myself and bring more of myself to the world? That's what you're going to be asking yourself and keeping your focus there. Rather than focusing on abundance, focus on bringing more abundance of you and your light to the world.
I love that.
Yeah, it's nice. Very good.
Because I've always supported other people, helped them be great, and never thought of myself as, I don't know how that feels.
Yes. And so in my definition of depression, that's, you're depressing your light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
almost depressing. Yeah.
Depressing, you know, any of those kinds of words. But it's a dimming. So the question you want to be asking is, rather than focusing on how can I bring in more abundance, it's like, how can I bring a more abundant me, more abundance of my light to the world?
I absolutely love that. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
And I would have never thought of that.
Good. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, thank you, Chappelle. Okay. Bye-bye. Laura. Yes.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jean.
You're welcome.
And that's for everybody. You know, that answer is not just for Jean, for Pat. That is actually for everybody. How can you bring more of your light, share more of your light in the world? So here's a question from the Q&A from Joyce, and she's asking, she says, I'm totally new to dowsing. What's the quickest way I can learn? I feel like I'm behind the times.
quickest way to learn.
Get the package?
That's what I would say, quickest way to learn, because, like I said, I've been doing it for 27 years, and I've read a ton of books out there on how to douse. And the one thing I would caution you about is books that give you all sorts of rules, and believe me, there's plenty of them out there, give you all sorts of rules about how to douse. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, first thing you got to do is cleanse your pendulum and put it out in the sun or put it in sand or buy another crystal, or and you have to have a certain kind of pendulum and you have to spin around three times and clear your karma and do all this other stuff before you can get accurate dowsing. Avoid those books completely. So... like I said, I've read a ton of them, and I'm a big fan of ritual. Not that I don't like ritual. I like ritual because it helps to set the intention. But I'm very clear that it's not the ritual that's making something work. It's me, and because I'm a spiritual being, the information is coming through me and is me. And I don't need anything and anything in the way. I don't need any rules about that. I don't need any permission. I'm direct. I am it. And so I would suggest that the quickest way to learn how to douse is get the package, because I think that I do an excellent job of explaining how to douse and demystify it. Because when you watch somebody use a pendulum, it does look mysterious, and it looks like this pendulum is taking off and moving on its own. I assure you it's not. So I demystify it and explain it in such a way that once you hear the explanation, you'll go, oh, well, that makes sense, of course. So, yeah, that's what I would do.
Okay, thank you. So now we're going to go to phone number ending in 7355. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kay.
Hi, Kay. You have a question for Jean?
Yes. Along the same lines as the other woman that asked, is there a specific question that I need to ask?
And you're not going to tell me regarding
what?
In regards to physical relocation.
Okay, physical relocation. So you're wanting to move or have gotten a message?
Yes.
All right. And so you want to know what kind, let me just see. Yeah, I am actually hearing something for you. Specifically. Okay. See, I hope people get the package, because this is the kind of stuff I would never have considered myself this intuitive, but it comes through training. It comes through years of doing this. And I can tell you immediately what I'm hearing is you need to have your Vedic astrology done. And when you do, in the Vedic astrology, there will be a longitude or latitude that is right for your energy. Have you ever heard of Vedic astrology?
Yes, you mean Vedic.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't realize that Vedic astrology did relocation.
I've never had it done myself, and I'm actually personally not sure of it, but I heard it plain as day. So So go ahead and schedule somebody or even find somebody, ask them ahead of time. If you do my astrology, my Vedic astrology, will you be able to tell me where, what, you know, like I'm going to give you a list of five different places I'd like to move to. Will you tell me if it's compatible with my energy?
Perfect.
So Kay, one of our speakers was on a couple of weeks ago, Benjamin Bernstein, and he does that kind of work. So he does astrology, Vedic astrology, and I think he does the relocation as well.
See, there it is.
Yeah,
so they do it, huh, Laura?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Kay. Okay, let's see. So there's a question on the Q&A about, Maureen is asking if there is a desirable material that the pendulum should be made of.
Here's my criteria for when I buy a pendulum. My criteria is I like it. I think it's pretty.
Right, yeah.
That's your criteria. Now, having said that, again, we go into this idea of ritual. So if there is, like, the very first pendulum I bought was hematite, and I was just attracted to it. I looked at a ton of different pendulums, but the only one that caught my eye was hematite. I found out later that hematite is very grounding. So the intention is put into that material. And, you know, without a doubt, different minerals have different capacities, different intentions, different energies that they carry. So you can tap into that and strengthen something of your own intention through the type of pendulum that you use. But if you're just kind of like starting out and you want to know which pendulum should I use, I just recommend going to a place that sells them, taking a look at them, holding them in your hand, and going with the one that speaks to you.
Basically it's the one that you like, you know. I had bought one for my aunt. I don't know why I bought it for her, but I liked it so much that I kept it. So that's the one I have. Mine's a moonstone pendant. You know, it's like I just liked it so much I kept it for myself. I didn't give it to her. I gave her something else. I have no idea what now, but I just liked it, you know, and it's like, okay, that's, you know, that's what I'm going to use. And it's basically just what you like, you know, just it's don't put restrictions on starting something new, just trying something new, just get anything and start using it.
Oh, yeah. One of my sister-in-laws, she tells it all the time because years ago I got her into dowsing. And when I was first explaining it to her, she says, I'll never forget what you did, Jean. You reached up and took your earring out and began, because the earring I had, but it had a little, you know, it was on kind of a little extension, and there, I don't know what was at the end of it, maybe a little white pearl or something like that. And
yeah.
She says, and I watched you swing your earring.
Yeah, you can, yeah, exactly. It isn't, you know, some things you can use. It doesn't have to be a pendulum that you buy at a store. You know, there are some things that you can use that are, you know, just a...
Oh yeah. When I've taught how to my dowsing classes, I asked my husband, I said, I need to make a bunch of pendulums. What do you got that I can hang on the end of a string?
Yeah.
And he showed me these screws that have kind of a eye at the end of them, like almost like a needle eye that's quite, you know, I don't know, about a fourth of an inch across, that you use to hang the ceiling tiles. And he says, what about these? So I grabbed all these screws, took some yellow twine, and tied it on a string, and those were my giveaway pendulums. Anything that swings can work as a pendulum.
There you go. Yeah, good question. Thank you. All right, we're going to take one more question from the Q&A, from the phone line, phone number ending in 0128. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, that's me.
Yep,
I'm
you.
Sally.
Hi.
Hi.
Question for Jean?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Jean that the other one, the one that she did for abundance, really seemed to go perfectly for me, too. And mm-hmm. That was kind of my question, too, because I am really happy with my life. But
you want more?
I'm also feeling that I should be, like, more abundantly also, you know, giving of my light. And so, well, that really indicated, and I guess that was my main question. I just got back from my 50th high school reunion out in California, and this is my first day back, and I've been gone for so long that I'm just back here and just wondering what should I really do with my life now? And so anyway, maybe if Jean has anything she wants to say to that, or...
Mm-hmm. So Jean, what do you got for Sally?
For Shelly, was it?
Yeah, it is Shelly.
Yeah.
All right. So I was just kind of tuning in here. And, while you were talking, I wasn't getting anything other than that, but they're just kind of applauding you for tuning in on that and keying in on it because, yes, the message was for you too. Absolutely.
Yes, it was. It really was. And thank you. That's really all I want to say is thank you. I really got it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
It's interesting because you would think that your higher guidance would always have a lot to say, but the message I was hearing was, let's not dilute this and take her attention away from how important this message was to her. Let's have this full strength. Let's not dilute it. Focus on that and go forward from there.
Exactly. And so this was also Sally's guidance telling her that, yes, this is a message for you too. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, which I think is beautiful. So, you know, that's part of how intuition works is that you hear something and you know that it's for you. And that's, you know, it's your guides working through all of us to, you know, basically wake you up and say, hey, this is for you, you know? And it resonates with you. So that's beautiful. Thank you.
You know, I have to say something here. I'm so glad you put it that way. I do want people to take this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, it's fun and games and it's so extraordinary and it's going to knock you off your socks. It's going to be like, oh my God, jaw dropping. It's so amazing kind of stuff that happens. But I want you to take it seriously. When your higher guidance talks to you and says, pay attention, don't just go, oh, wow, that was really cool. Yeah, I really felt that. And then go about your day and forget about it. Pay attention. You
exactly.
know, this is important.
Yeah. Acknowledge it and then start to build that relationship with your guides, with your transcendental intelligence. You know, start to build that relationship, build that not connection, but, you know, that flow of information and wisdom and energy going back both ways, right? And,
right.
And then see what starts to happen. Then start to ask, you know, more questions and start to really experience how different life can be when you are tapping into that intelligence.
That's exactly right. And I can tell you firsthand, my whole life has changed.
Yeah.
My
Mine
whole
too.
Life, the whole direction of my life, my whole life has changed. And who'd have thought? It's almost, it's just such an extraordinary thing. And I can tell you that I'll use the word transcendent again. The transcendent joy that I have because of co-creating with my higher guidance and knowing myself as a spiritual being, I can never express it. It's just, sometimes I think back about who I was in my 20s, I'm kind of just shake my head.
Yeah.
Even who I was in my 30s, I just have to shake my head. I'm just so grateful to have become aware of how to develop my TQ, how to develop that relationship. It truly changes your life and brings joy to you in a way that's, it's unpredictable, but it will be joy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I totally agree. So yeah, always follow that joy.
You're doing?
Sorry, go ahead.
Could you have ever predicted what you are doing today?
No, not at all. You know, my life has completely transformed the past 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not anywhere. Everything has changed. I mean, 360 degrees. It's like everything goes, you know.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's, you know, so much joy. I could not have imagined.
Yeah, you would never go back. It's like,
No way.
Like,
no way.
Once you've had higher guidance, you'll never go back.
That's for sure. No, and thank you. I'm so glad that you came on today to share this, because this is so important, you know. It's so empowering, you know, and I love to share information, wisdom, and teachings that empower people to be in the fullness of who they are and tap into their own inner knowing. Their innate knowing, and use those gifts and capacities and abilities that we all have. You know, sometimes we do have to practice a little bit and use them a little bit, you know, build that relationship, that must strengthen that muscle. But once you start, it's miraculous. So thank you so much, Jean. This is wonderful.
Well, you're so welcome. And it's always such a good time to be on your show.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for your great questions, you know, because you know, some of the stuff we would never even think about, right? So dowsing is still new to a lot of people. You know, tarot cards are still new, oracle cards are still new. All of that is still new to a lot of people, but we forget because, you know, we use it all the time. But this is really, these are tools that you can use every day in your life, practical. These are practical tools that you can use every day in your life. And so thank you for your wonderful questions, and go out there and just, you know, take a look at Jean's package so that you can get more tools, more information, more teachings on how you can even improve what you're doing right now, right? And if you are totally brand new to this, then learn the skills, you know, in a proper format, in a format that enriches your life so that you have tools to use forever. It'll be really mind-blowing. I mean, it's mind-blowing when you start to receive the information and guidance, and it's like, wow. That's amazing. So thank you so much for your wonderful question. Thank you, everyone, for being here on the call with us. And wow, it's been a while. I just feel like a long time. It was only a week. But thank you so much for being here. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.